Okay, today's daf is daf Kuf Mem Vav. So we're 30 away from Sanhedrin, right? 30 one more month. So today's shiur is sponsored by Sherry and Beryl Daskal, Lila Nishmas, Yitzhak Moshe Ben Yisrael Yehuda, whose yortzeit was on Chav Zayin Teves. We are on Kuf Mem Hei Amid Beis by Tanur Rabbanan. It's right across from Tosos Hasei Yimo Ba'achas. Okay, so the Gemara is now... That's what we're up to. Or Otsir. Tanur Rabbanan Otsir we're up to, right? Yeah, okay. Tanur Rabbanan Otsir. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to mention different levels or madregos or of Talmid Chachamim and what type of wealth they're compared to. There's a machlokas whether or not this is going in ascending order or it's just a list. Okay, the Maharik says this is going in ascending order, but let's just read it to you guys. Tanur Rabbanan Otsir bin Nechasim, someone who's wealthy with property. Kramim or Sados, Atir Bapumbi, or somebody who's wealthy, his wealth is well can be seen by everybody. It's like he has behemos that go out in the field. Zehu Bal Hagados. That's compared to the Bal Hagados. That's compared to the person who's Doresh B'Dibrei Agada, because he's Doresh in the Yom Tovin on Shabbos, because Dibrei Agada, you don't really need Iyun so much, and you can be Doresh them at any time, just like this wealth is seen at any time. And the people come in here, people don't like to come here, these Shiurim, these Dibrei Agada type Shiurim, those are usually more popular than the Lamas Shiurim. So they come and they visit. That's similar to the people who have their wealth in public, because everyone can come to listen to them. But Atir Slaim, someone's wealthy with coins, meaning he's like a money changer. So he constantly has cash or money coming through him. Or Atir Tekoa, where someone's very wealthy with oil from the town of Tekoa. That apparently was very, very special oil. Atir Tekoa, so who's that compared to? Zeu Bal Pilpul. This is the Bal Pilpul. Why? Because the comparison is that Slaim are constantly coming into him. They're very liquid. They keep moving in and out. And so too the Divrei Pilpul, that every day he learns the new tamim, new reasons. Every day it's new coming through, because the guy who says this pilpul every day is mechadish. It's always new. So that's number two. Atir Mishach, someone who's very wealthy with an item that is measured, like tevua, things that aren't sold all the time. Right, you keep it in your house, and when it comes to the market time, then you sell it. Who's that? And Atir Kamas, and someone who's Atir is something that's called something that you store, like gold and silver. It's not necessarily so liquid. Zehu Bala Shmuos. This is compared to the Chacham who's a Bala Shmuos. He's a guy who heard a lot of words. He's basically almost like a Kovetz. He's not like an Iyun guy, but he hears all the stuff. But when people need to know what the Gemara is, he can regurgitate it and state it back. Okay, that's the next guy. But however, Bryce Hakol Tzrichim Lamari Chitaya. Everyone needs the guy who owns wheat, because wheat is the basis of bread, which is the staple of life. Everyone needs a staple of life. Who's that? That's the Gemara. That's the person who knows how to explain the reasons behind the Mishnah. He knows to explain the reasons behind everything. You can't pass in halacha without understanding what the reasons are behind everything. So he's the guy who no one can survive without. According to, I think it's the Tosas Reader, Rabbeinu Gershom, I'm not sure, the Baal Gemara is inclusive of all the people that we mentioned beforehand. Everyone needs the guy who has everything. Right, so this is similar. I mentioned, I told Menachem said it was Sota, but it's Horios. The Gemara is in Horios on Daf Yudalim. It talks about who's greater, whether the Sinai, the guy who's a Sinai, who's a bucky across the board, or the Ukir Harim, the guy who's can grind mountains together with his pilpul. So because there was a machlokes whether or not they should appoint Rav Yosef or Rabba as the Rosh Yeshiva. So they said who's first? So they said that the Sinai. Sinai is first, because everyone needs the Marech Kitayim. Everyone needs the guy who knows from right field, from left field. You need the guy who has the Bekiyas. Machlokes whether that applies nowadays, whether you need, because with all the Sfarim that you have, so certain of the knowledge, and you can go to Otzra Chacham, like you can go to Bar-Ilan, you go to these, you just Sfarim on the shelves, maybe you can get the Bekiyas at the time you need it. But so maybe the Okaharim is now more important. Okay. That's the Braisa. Now the Gemara continues to talk about. Going to be doing some more pesukim. Amar Rabbi Zera, Amar Rav, my Dixiv, the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Kol Yimei Ani Ra'im, all the days of the pauper are poor, are bad, V'tov Lev Mishlei Tamid. And whoever has a good heart, he parties every day. He's constantly in a good state of mind. So what's Kol Yimei Ani Ra'im? Zeh Baal Talmud. That's the person who kills himself every day in and day out to learn Talmud, to learn Gemara, to learn the Svaras, to learn the Iyun. That's the guy who has Yimei Ani Ra'im, because it's very difficult. It's hard. That's why a lot of people don't do it. It's very hard. The Tovle Mishnah Tamid was someone who's always happy with what he's learning. Zebal Mishnah. That's the guy who just learns Mishnah. Why? Because he just learned Mishnah. It's straight. It's not so. I mean, I don't know if you're talking about like Mikvos and all those, but it's really not. It's really not as difficult. You don't have to go back and forth in the Svaras. So that's the guy who's Mishnah Tamid. Rava Amr Ibcha. No, Rava says it's the other way around. The guy who learns Mishnah, he suffers. Because he has kashas, he has no, doesn't understand how to answer them. Because he only learned the Mishnah. Guy learned Gemara, he can go back and forth, and he can figure out if there are any stiros. He can answer kashas because he's learning Gemara. So he's the tov leiv, because he can get his questions answered. Bahenu the Amar Rav Misharish the Rava my Dixiv. What pasuk says Mesia Avonim Eid Seiv. I think it means the guy who carries the stones from the quarry. He's going to be sad, but Yitzibahem, he's going to be saddened by them. But Bokeya aids him, he's sucking bum. The guy who chops down the wood, he's going to be warmed by the wood. So Mesi Avanim Yatsev Behen, who is that? Elu Bali Mishnah. These are the Bali Mishnah. They're constantly, you know, grinding away on the Mishnayos. All day they learn Mishnayos. They only have suffering because they have questions and they don't know how to answer the questions. But Bokeya Eitzim Yisakin Bum, the people who chop down the trees, they're going to be warmed by it. Elu Bali Talmud. Those are the ones who learn Gemara, right? Because what's the difference? Do you say Bali Talmud before we say Gemara? Is Gemara and Talmud really the same thing? Nowadays we say it's the same thing. Yeah. Someone had mentioned to me that it used to be called the Gemara, and the censors may be called the Talmud. I don't know, I could check the history behind that. But or the other way around. It used to be called Talmud, and the history they called the Gemara. Something like that, it was changed with the censors. But Bokei 18, the guy learns Gemara, then he's going to be warmed by the learning, because he's always going to be satisfied. He's going to be warm because he can get the answers. Okay. Reb Chanina Amar, now we're going to be Dorish that Pasuk of Kol Yimei Ani Ra'im and Tov Lev Mishnah Tamid. Reb Chanina Amar, Kol Yimei Ani Ra'im, who's that? Zesh Yesh Lo Isha Ra. That's someone who has a bad wife, someone who constantly arguing, there's no shalom bias in the house. But Tov Lev Mishnah Tamid, someone who's always is in good spirits, Zesh Yesh Lo Isha Tova. This is somebody who's an Isha Tova, who, I read that Isha Tova, it's the name. But other people just say that it's, let me get that one. Other people say that most people say that just someone has a good wife. Okay, my wife's name is Tov. Okay, Rav Yanai Amar Kol Yimei Ani Ra'im. Who's the person who has a difficult time? Ze Istnes, the guy who's just, you can tell that, you know, the guy who's got the OCD. He's an Istnes. He can't deal with anything out of order, out of the norm. He can't deal with anything disgusting. That guy has a difficult time living, and that's very true. The Tov Lev Mishnah Samid, Zeshadaita Yafon. There's a guy who doesn't put nothing, the dirt, and something disgusting doesn't bother him. He lets things slide, he doesn't get all upset by it. So he's a Tov Lev. Rav Yochanan Amar, Kol Yimei Ani Ra'im Zerachman. That's the person who has pity on everybody. So he's constantly worrying and feeling bad for everybody else, so he has a difficult time being happy. I see, I thought this was a good meat, that he's supposed to be. Yeah, it's supposed to be Rachman. Right? Betov. I don't know, maybe he says, maybe it's a good meat, but that just still leads to you having difficulty, you know, I don't know. I mean, they tell the stories, you know, Chafetz Chaim used to cry when his friend died, and he used to be so simple when somebody was at, like he made a part of his own, that's supposed to be a milo. Alright. The Tov Lev Mr. Tamid Zeh Achzari. It's a person who doesn't care about the tzaras of anybody else. He's a Tov Lev. So maybe it's not saying it's a milo or not. They're just saying, maybe in this case, a Mr. Tamid is a bad thing. You're constantly happy, you're not worrying about anybody else. Maybe, I don't know. They seem to be learning the Pasuk. All the other Limudim say that the Tov Lev is a better thing. Here it looks like the opposite, at least when it comes to the Midos. Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Omar Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, Kol Yimei Ani Ra'im Zeh Shaddai Tok Tzara. This is a cheap guy, a guy who's a Kamsan, right? And he sees what everybody else has. He's not satisfied with his own stuff. The Tov Lev Mr. Tamid Zeh Shaddai Tok Rechava. This guy doesn't care. Let things slide. He's not worried about what other people have. But Omar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Kol Yimei Ani Ra'im, just basic shot in the pasuk. Kol Yimei Ani, every single day of the poor person is bad. By Ika Shabbos as Yom Tovim, you have Shabbos and Yontif. The Rashba that they point out that even the Aniyim, who didn't have what to eat during the week on Shabbos and Yontif, they had the Tom for Shabbos that would go around and the real time for you, and they would get food for Shabbos and Yontif. So how can you tell me Shabbos and Yontif is Royim? Only the weekdays, I understand, are bad for them. It's like Shmuel, the Amr Shmuel, Shinui Vesis Techila Choli. Shmuel says, if you change your hergel, change the regular thing, that leads to sickness. If you're used to eating a small amount, and then all of a sudden you feast, it is. It's dangerous. It's dangerous for the body. The doctors can tell me whether that's really true. I think it is. That if you're used to small amounts, and then you're gorged, there can be some danger to you physically. Okay. Ksiv b'sefer ben Sira. Gemara quotes ben Sira, which is the Gemara in Sanhedrin says you're not allowed to read sefer ben Sira. Gemara in Sanhedrin daf kuf amud beis. We'll get there in 130 days. Right? It says that that's part of the Sipra Chitzonim. I guess so. But the Ritva in that Tzadiches here says that you're only usher to learn it from it pekeva, but to learn, glean from it certain pearls of wisdom, you're allowed to. I don't know why it's considered Sipra Chitzonim. If it's outside, it's outside. So Ksiva Sefer Ben Sira. The Pasuk says in Mishlei, Kol Yimei Ani Raim. All the days of the Ani are bad. So Mashma that the nights are okay, because at least when he sleeps, when you sleep, you don't have any worries. You sleep. But Ben Sira Omer, Ap Leilos. Even the nights are bad for the Ani, because Bishafa, Bishval Gogim Gago. And Mimtar Gogim Gago. He has to set up his house in a lower area. His roof is below everybody else's roof. So when it rains, all the water drips off from everyone else's roof onto his roof, and continues the pitter-patter of the rain, and he can't even sleep at night. I can sympathize with that. When I was in Shalvim, I lived in tin caravans. So when it rained, you were up. The rain comes down. It's hard. You don't really sleep much. And that, sorry, they did at the time. What? They were on the side. They were in 1991, 1992, 1993. It's towards where No Fire Alone is on the other side of the road, beyond the basketball courts. Okay, you know that is. Yeah. Okay. They were tin roofs. They're not caravans. They were whatever. Barum Harim Karmo. Also, Barum Harim Karmo. The same thing. He says that he lives on the highest parts of the mountains, and therefore may offer Karmo lechoramim. And therefore, when it rains, continuing the rain theme, when it rains, it washes away all his fertilizer down to the lower people, and then he loses out. So that's why it's tough for the Ani. Okay, we learnt with. To the next Mishnah, right? One second. The previous Mishnah dealt with the Shushbinus. Now we're dealing with another concept called the Sivlonos. What's the Sivlonos? So at those times, you used to get engaged with real Kiddushin, and then the wife, the Arusa, would live with her family for a year. But the husband would send Sivlonos. He would send Sivlonos from the Lashon of Sevel, from a burden that used to be carried. He would send over tons of gifts. And I guess this is the source for the bracelet and the ring and the lachtos and all this stuff. This is, they used to send Sivlonos over to the wife in her house. The question though is now, what happens if they never go through with the Nisuin? For whatever reason, he divorces her, or one of them passes away during that year. Do the Sivlonos go back to the Baal or to his estate? What's the story? So, Mishnah says, Hasholeach Sivlonos leveis chamav. All right, someone sends all these Sivlonos to his father-in-law's house, and afterwards he either divorces his wife or one of them dies. So now he wants to receive and read back all this money, all this Sivlonos that he sent to them. So Shalach Sham Meyamane, let's say he sent Meyamane, which is a huge amount of money, but Achol Sham Seudos Chasen Afilu B'dinar, and he ate a Suda in the house of his father-in-law, even a small amount, the amount of a dinar, Eina Nigbaim, he's no longer able to collect. Should something happen, to collect the Sivlonos and bring it back, because Rashbam points out, Machmas the Simcha that he has, he's mochel all of this Sivlonos. Right? He ate there once in the house. The Rashbam ate a Nigvin. Im Meshu Osha Mesahi, Osha Chazabo, the Rotsa Lagarsha, why? Shemachmas Chiba Simcha, Simchas Achila, Shaacha Vishasa, the Samachimohen, Mochel Sivlonos, Hasuyin Liblos. Gemara is explaining this. He's mochel the Sivlonos, that the derech of these Sivlonos are to be used up, which I guess is certain foods and wines are supposed to be used. But, Rashbam points out, the Gemara will say later, Aval Ein Asuyin Liblos, but the Sivlonos that are not typically used up, gold and silver or livestock, things of that, like that, right, money is supposed to be used up, but livestock is supposed to be maintained in it, and not, yeah, I guess that's the word. So, Aval Ein Asuyin Liblos, Hadre, those return to him, Apopi, She'achal v'shasi yimalein k'detayim b'gemara. Even though we're seeing the gemara, even though we ate and drank with them, those can go back. Ubesivlonu stam mayri. We're talking about stam where he doesn't say anything. The halak haman mafli, because later on we're going to make the chilek b'sivlonu she'shalach k'desha yavo yimal lebeis baila. With Sivlonus, where he explicitly states that these Sivlonus should come with her into his house in the year, right? The Sivlonus is shalach k'deli she'shtamis b'beis avia, as opposed to Sivlonus, where he wants her to use in the house of her father. B'hanu lo toli b'achilas chasan. Those are not toli b'achilas chasan, because he explicitly states where they're supposed to be used. Michlal, so therefore the reisha b'stam Sivlonus. So what we're talking about here is where stam, he says it's stam. B'hanu tluyim b'sudas chasan. When he says it's stam, that's toli in the sudas chasan. If he eats with them, he's machul. If not, he collects them. Okay. The Mishnah then says, Shalach Sivlonus Merubin. He sends a lot of Sivlonus, like we just said, Shiyachzeru Imal Labez Baila. So most Rishonim say that the Sivlonus Merubin is not it's lav dafka. As long as he says Shiyachzeru Imal Labez Baila, the only reason why they say Merubin is because typically, if it's in a situation where he wants the Sivlonus to return to him, is where he gave her a lot. He wants it to come with him into the house. So if he states, Shayachzri Mala Beis Baila, after the Nisum, they should come with her to the house, Hare Eil Nigbin, like Narshbam just told us, these are Nigba if something happens. He can recollect them. But Tzivlonus Muatim, again, not to say Muatim, but Shtarish Ben Beis Aviyah, he wants her to use them in the house, and usually that's usually a less amount, then a Nigbaim. He's Mochel on them, so he cannot collect them. Okay, says the Gemara. Amarava. Where we said in the Mishnah that if he ate a dinar, he's machal on the Sivlonos, the Stam, if you said it's Stam. Is that Dafka Dinar? Is that specifically a Dinar? About Pachas Medina Low. But what about Pachas Medina Low? But what about, no, that's what he states. He says Dinar, that's if he ate a Dinar. But if he ate less than a Dinar, then he's not Mochel. This is like one of those Rabbi Yeshua questions. It depends what type of lunch. If it's lunch from, something like that. A snack. If you had a Kit Kat, it doesn't make a difference. If you had some sushi, maybe then that makes a difference. So he says, the Marsha's Pshita, Dinar Tanan. It says a dinner in the Mishnah. It's like what we said, what if one foot's in, one foot's out? What's the question? It says, the Marsha says, no. Ma'od Tamer, you would think, who adin dafilu pachas medinar, that even if pachas medinar, he would be mochel. V'haid de katani dinar, why is it right a dinar? Orchel de milsa katani. That he worked the stam the regular way. Most people, when they eat a meal, they eat at least a dinar's worth. Kamash Malan, no. Rabbi comes to teach us that it's dinar's dafka. It makes sense, because we just explained that Sivlonus Merubim and Sivlonus Muatim is not Dafka, but the dinner is Dafka. It has to be a dinner. So the Gemara asks a few questions. Achol Tanan, the Mishnah says if he ate Sham Alerasuda, Shasamai, what if he gave wine? What if he drank a nice wine? Is he mochel on that? Right? It's a wine worth a dinner. He can find wine worth a dinner. So what if he drank that? Hutnan, it says if he, the husband, ate it, Shluchomai, what if he sent the Shliach to bring the Sivlonos and the Shliach ate with them? Shluch Gadon Kamoso in this case? Right? And it says Shamtnan, if he ate in the house of his father-in-law. But what about Shigalomai? What if he didn't eat there, but the father-in-law sent the Suda to him to eat outside of the father-in-law's house, like in his house or somewhere else? What's the din there? So we have these three kashas. Gemara is going to try to answer these sveikos from the following brisa. Tashma. The Amr of Yehuda Amr Shmuel. Well, it's a machlokas Rishonim. I should have said that. The Torah brings down in Evan Ezra Simon Nun that this seud that he eats, it's b'shash shalachas sivlonos. It's as he sends it. He sends it and he eats on the spot. That's when he's mochel. But the Beis Yosef there argues, and he says he doesn't know why he has to eat dafka in that time. He says, because he said maybe because that's where the real simcha is. The whole reason is because of the simcha, you're mochel, so the real simcha is at that moment. 6 months later, he might not have the same level of simcha, and therefore if he eats 6 months later, according to the Torah, there is no mechila on the Sivlonus.
But he ate what he said, as opposed to eating what was different. Right? He sends chicken, and they eat chicken.
Yeah, they partake in what was sent. Okay. Right, because the Machlokes are showing him also what happens if he sends the Sivlonus before Kiddushin. He sends the Sivlonos, so he wants to make an impression. So the Ritva says, if there's no Kiddushin, then by sending that, he's definitely Mochel. He's trying, that's trying to court her, I guess, so he's being Mochel that. But the Beis Yosef that we just mentioned says that from the Rashba, says that if there's no Kiddushin, then there's no concept of Sivlonos. So if something happens, maybe he can retract it. Okay, so we're trying to answer these three questions. Tashma, Adam, Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Maisib Adam Echad Sheshiga LeBeis Chamav. You have a person who sent to his Beis Chamav Mea Kronos. I don't know what Kronos are. Is it wagon loans? 100 wagon loads, shall kade yayin of wine, shall kade shemen of oil, shall kli kesef of silver items, shall kli zav, shall kli melas. What's kli melas? Fine clothing. Okay, of wool. V'racha b'simchaso. And he's riding on his sus out of the simcha. V'halach v'amad al pesach b'ischamav. And he stands in the opening, not in, he stands in the opening of his father-in-law's house. V'hotziu kos shel chamin v'shasa. And they bring him a yayin mazlik, which is not, you know, they bring him some the diluted wine, and he drinks. Then what happens? Umes. And then he dies prior to the nisuin. So now the estate wants to get the siblonos back. V'zohalacha. So what's the v'zohalacha hella rabbi achas sar habira. That was his name, of Achas Sar Habira. He's the prince. He's the mayor of the capital city, Sar Habira. Right, Lifnei Chacham Leusha, the Amru, and he tell them that Sivlonos Haisuyim Lebalos, the Sivlonos that are supposed to be, you know, used up, then Ein Nigbin. Those aren't Nigba. B'she'ein Asuyim Lebalos, but the things that were not collected, Tachshit Ezav, B'Kesef, those are Nigbin. He can collect. So you see from here, Shema Mina Afilu Shasa, even if he just drank. Because what happened here? He just drank wine. So drinking is enough to constitute the Mechila for Sivlonos. And Shas Mina Afilu Pachos Medina. Now they're going to try to say, even if it's Pachos Medina. Why? Because he gave him a Kos Mazug. So Minastan, the Kos Mazug is not worth a diner. But you see from here, that's Pachos Medina. That wasn't one of our three questions. Our question was Sasha, Shuhucho, and Shiger. The Pachos Medina was just the Dinar Rava. So the same from here, maybe there's a Kasha on Rava who said Dinar is Dafki. See from here, it's less than the Dinar. So Amar Rav Asher says, no, there's no Raya against Rava's Din here. Man leim lo delo shachiki lei, mar ganisa, the shavi alpha zuze v'ashke. Maybe they, he says, that they bring down, there was a derech for them to rub in, you know, some sort of stone or precious item into the drink, like a gold schlager. They have the pieces of gold on the bottom. Maybe they had some way to rub in this valuable, and he drank that. That was the derech of the malachim, right? I thought I saw that somewhere. So maybe that's maybe it's worth more than a dinner. So that can't be a raya. So the next thing was shamas mina. You see from your ears also afilu shigrulo. Even if you give it to him somewhere else, not in the house, because here he didn't come into the house. He just gave him the wine at the Pesach of the house. The Gemara said, no, Dilma Kol Pesach Beschamek Beschamek. Maybe the entrance of the house is like the house. That constitutes the house. He's in his property. So maybe in his property, it's good. But if the father sends it back to him to eat in his own, you know, somewhere else, maybe that's no good. But we never touched about the Shliach case. We proved that drinking is. We don't have a proof about Shigerlo. And we didn't. There's no question on Rava, but we didn't talk about Shlucho. Okay. Yeah. What's the halacha? Is there Yibam by Kiddushin only? I don't know. I don't remember. But what is that?
If he had a brother.
But what is, how does that? What was?
If he had a brother, wouldn't it go? Wouldn't she now be?
So there's no. I don't think so.
Would it
go to the brother? It's going back to the estate. The question is, it's not the brother stuff. It's Sivlonos. It's his. It's, I don't know. We're talking about something we don't even know whether or not it's a shayla or not. Ivoy lahu. So they asked the shayla in the yeshiva. Ma'u she yishalish. Shayla is over here. We said that if it's less than a dinner, he's not mochel. But is he mochel at least a pro rata portion? Let's say 8.99% of a dinner. So okay, he's not mochel on the Sivlonos, but he's mochel on 0.99 of a dinner worth of the Sivlonos. Maybe he's mochel a pro rata portion. What?
When you have a shear, you can say, in other words, if you have a shear, now all of a sudden he's saying, does it really mean the shear that it's saying? That's what he's saying.
No, he's saying he's not. If you eat a dinner.
No,
so that's the shaila. Is less than a dinar nothing to talk about, or less than a dinar just means you're not mochel the entire thing. You only mochel the corresponding amount that you ate. Ma'u shei shalish. Also, shvach siblonus mahu. What if the siblonus went up in value? Meaning, let's say you sent livestock and they gave birth. Okay, and the livestock gave birth, and now they ate that what was given birth. They went up in value. Let's say they ate what and now for whatever reason it's supposed to return to you. Do you get who gets that value? Who gets that extra? So do we say do we say that if these siblonos were in existence, they would return to the husband? So we say Berushu Sei Shivuch. We say that's still in his rishus. So therefore, the increase in value goes to the husband, and therefore they would have to repay him for that they ate. O Dilma, or do we say, do we say that since the halacha is that if the sivlonos were stolen or they were lost, right, before they went up in value, boyish lumile, there's a chiv on them to pay for it? Do we say then it means it went up in the rishus of the woman? Because if she's responsible for repayment, it's in her rishus. If she's not responsible for paying it, then it's not in her rishus. If she has an obligation to watch it, so maybe we say then that the shvach would belong to her. So they brings down from the Ritva, says the suffix is whether it's considered a pikadom, right? I'm not sure. It's if it's a pikadon or it's a geneva, how else would it be? I don't have to tie it in. The question is whether or not, whose rishus do you view the sivlonos? If you view this in the rishus of the husband, then he would get the shvach. And we view in the rishus of the wife at the time, then she would get the shvach. Teku, we don't know. We don't have the answer. The tour in Simon Nun and Rabbi Ezra Paskins that since these answers are not answered by the Gemara, so then ein motzi miyada ishah misafik is a suffik. And mamon amutal b'safik, we don't say chokin, we say motzi mechaver al varaya, try to bring proof to get it out, and therefore the matanos are not, they don't go back. Okay, boi rava. Sorry. If he eats one pruta less than a dinner, she doesn't keep it. Only a dinner, he's mocha. You prorate, so she can keep 99 cents worth. A dinner is a small amount. It's a teku on that.
Right.
So that doesn't mean he's mochel everything. We know for a fact he's not mochel everything if he eats less than a dinner. The only suffix is whether he's ofel mochel a corresponding amount.
Right.
Okay, so he's mochel 99 cents.
So 1 cent?
No. I'm assuming a dinner's a dollar. Whatever. However you want to do it. 99%. Right up to 99.9% of a dinner he's mochel. So therefore, by saying it's a teiko, no, she doesn't keep everything.
Perishables, right?
if he eats a dinner, he's mochel everything.
Right.
If he eats less than a dinner, we have a suffix whether or not he's mochel a corresponding amount. There's no suffix that he's not mochel everything. He's definitely not mochel everything. Whatever, only a corresponding amount to what he ate. So that he won't get back. Boy Rava. So Rava S. He have a chasson who ate at a suda a dinner amount. Okay. But he left over siblonos ha'asuyin libolos. He left over siblonos that are supposed to be used up, but they below bolo. But they weren't used up at the time yet. And now he wants them back. So what's this do? Mahu. Do we say that since they weren't bolo yet, that's equal now to siblonos she'ein asuyin libolos, and therefore they should be nichzar to the chasan? Or since that they're royal libolos, so it's not a matter of the fact, it's just a matter of the item. What's the quality of the item? So Tashma, we had to bring a raya from here. Zo halacha hela rav acha sar habiruch necham ve'ushal, like we just said. Va'amru sivlonos ha'isuyim lebolos ein nigbin. Only sivlonos that are asuy lebolos, that's not nigba. But she'ein asuyim lebolos, and if they're not asuy lebolos, then nigmoy. My lab apagat lebolu. There's no distinction made here whether or not they were used up or not used up. It just depends on what the characteristic of the other item is. So apagat lebolu, they would not be returned. It says lo debolu. Now we're talking about over there, that's talking about, we're not talking about a case with a low balu. We're talking about a case with a balu, and therefore there's no raya about what would happen if they're suing the balos, but they weren't balu yet at all. Because that case is talking about where they were used up. So Tashma, try to bring another raya. This is from our Mishnah. Siblonos mu'atim shetishtamish bahen v'hi b'beis chaviha ein nigbin. You see that siblonos mu'atim, small amounts of that, but he specifically said that you should use them in the beis chaviha ein nigbin. So you see from the Mishnah, there's no chilik whether they were balu or not. If he just says that they're supposed to be used in her house, which is sivlonos haruun balus, if they're going to be used in the house, ein nigmoin. Now, so Rabbi says, now take him a Rabbi. Now, the Mishnah is talking about a case of deva v'sivchosa. He says these sort of like hair accessories. Like, I guess, I don't know how else to describe them. So those are vaday mochel on them, whether they're used or not. But maybe food, maybe wine, that's assuming the balus, if it wasn't drunken yet, maybe he's not mochel on that, then he should come back. So we didn't answer that question either. It doesn't say teku, but the Gemara doesn't have a raya one way or another. Okay, next case. Try to get the other case. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Rabbi Yehuda says the name of Rav. Ma'aseh ba'adam echad, you have a guy, sheshigeh lebeis chamav yayin chadosh, v'shemen chadosh, v'klei pishton chadosh ba'atzeres. He sent to his father-in-law's house new wine, new oil, kli pishton, and on the time of Shavuos. So Gemara says, my kamashalon, okay. My kamashalon. So kamashalon, ibais ema chashivus of the Eretz Yisrael kamashalon. We're trying to say the chashivus of Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because these things are out of season at that time. The fact that he sent them shows that in Eretz Yisrael you can get them. In Eretz Yisrael, it's in season, so it's a shvach for Eretz Yisrael. The ibais ema, or you can say the itoin, if, let's say he later on, he's towing to get these things back because he sent them. So Tanei say Tanei, and it's a good Taina. Don't say he's lying because no one would ever send them at that time because they're not in season. They are in season. So the Machlokas from the Ritver brings down, okay, does the second Yibayis Ema, the Itoyin Tanati Tanei, does it apply in Bavel as well? Or is that only apply in Eretz Yisrael? Because maybe you tie the two things together. It's a Shvach to Eretz Yisrael because you only can get them in Eretz Yisrael at the time. So only if he makes that Taina in Eretz Yisrael, the Ritva says, can he get them back? But if he makes that Taina in Bavel, you know he's lying because only in Eretz Yisrael would the payers be ready, these payers be ready during that season. Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Ma'aseh ba'adam echad she'amru lo al ishto. This spent a lot of time on this. Al ishto tos run is he. They said to somebody, major machlokas, what we're talking about. Whether we're talking about a case of where they're just engaged, it's just the nisuin, it's just the kiddushin over here, or they were actually married, full-fledged married at the time. They told her that she has a mum, that she can't smell. Again, he must have made a tanai. Rashbam says that he's going to be kaddish on tanai, that she has no mumin. And she has this mum. So he wants to test her out. He goes into some chorva place, lebodka, to check whether or not she can smell or not. And he says, Amalei, reich tzinon ani mireich bagalil. I smell radishes here. You know, what do you smell? I smell radishes here. So Amrullah, again, that's the machlokas here, whether or not he had these dates in his pocket. Amrullah, she says to him, Rashbam says, derech skok, in a joking manner, so we're not sure whether or not she really can smell or can't smell. Man yahib lo mikosavas de yericho v'achal nave. You know what? Why don't you give me tamarim, which I guess offset the pungency of the smell of the radishes, and I'll eat them, because they're good for each other. So the question is, what's going on here? So let's just read the Gemara. So Nafal Allah, now the Chorva Mesa, they were in this Chorva, which is this destroyed building, it fell on her, except for some earthquake, you know, and it fell on her, and she died. So now he wants to be Yorish her. Bikesh Amru Chachamim Hovel Onichat Zacharel Lubotka. Since he only went inside there to check on whether or not she is really his wife, because they can say, let's say he was an Arusa, and if she has this mum, he's not going to go through on the Kiddushin. So he's not going to be Yorish her, he's going to divorce her. Or do we? Or if you say it's an Isu, that they're really married, then the Rimi Rashi says, well, then the Isu is Batal Lemafreya, because there was a Tanai that wasn't Niskayim, so you can't be Yorisher. Ho, v'lo nitlas agarei ala bodka, umesa inu Yorisha. He's not Yorisher. Let's read the Rashbam. Rashbam says, it says, Amra Allah, she says, v'atim man yodli miktobus diricho shehem atukin, they're very sweet, v'nechalim tzom shehu chad, that you can eat with them together. Shekein haydarka lechol tamarim imatznon. You eat the tamarim with the radishes. So zeh chad, v'zeh, Shezechad, one is sharp, v'zeh matok, and one sweet. U'matakim zeh zeh. Why is she saying that? Rashbam says, U'lufisha hevina shelin asosan is kavein, hishbisu derech schokach. She knew he was testing her, so she was being a smart aleck and answering him back. U'lulishna da amri shenatal imo kosevis, but there is a lashon that says that he brought with a kosevis with him, amr kosevis yericho anime richa, v'lo tznon. Then she's saying, no, I smell a kosevis, I don't smell a tznon. Meaning in that case, she really answered, and she was not someone who couldn't smell. So nafla Allah churva b'mesa. So the churva falls on her, and she dies. Rashbam says uba abal lebeistin. If they beistin, he comes to beistin. My yerotz liyorosh sishno. He wants to be yorish her. But amru chachamim, the chachamim say hol v'lo nichmasi malavolel. Since you didn't go into there to have beer with her, meaning to be mekadish her or to have nisuin with her, right? El lebodka ulegar. Your whole point was to check her. Ulegarsha, if she fails the test, umesa betokach einu yorsha. You're not yorish her, even if you're married. You're not yorish her, right? Istigaris hachi mokla verusa. Some say we're talking about an arusa here, but Veloni Hirili, he says, no, we're not talking about an arusa here. Dafilu ba alea b'yemei yirusin kol nachnas lachupa lo yorishla. Even if you have bia during the yemei yirusin, you're still not yorish her. Kidetani chanan bar ami ishto arusa lo onen Mesa Enu Yorsha, you don't the ain't about Yorsha Isto Achichnas the Chupa until this Chupa. Kid Nafkalon, Yerusha Bal Misha Eroha Karobe Love, and Mishpachto, be Yorsha Sod, the Hainel Achosh Nilfa the Chupa. Not dealing with an Arusa. Can't deal with Arusa, because the whole point is he's checking, he wants to give you what Yorsha. It's an Arusa, there's no Yerusha anyway. So Hilkach, therefore, Benesuim Okimin Lam. We're dealing with a case where they were fully married. There was Nis, but Hachi Garcinan, this is what we say. But Amru Chachabim, Hobo Benichnas Acharel Lebodka, since you're going to check her, Mesa Enu Yorsha. There's no Yorush in here. Why? The cave in the Hayab Daitu Ligarsha. Once he had in mind to divorce her, once he had in mind to divorce her, he's no longer Yorush. We've had this many times, this Shita of the Yam Shal Shlomo, who says that if there's arguments and they're looking to get divorced, and one of them, and she dies, husband doesn't sit Shiva for her. Big chiddush. Rabbi Raza quotes, I have it here from the Eretz Tzvi, we can't get into it, but Rabbi Shechter says that once you start having in mind, starting to get, that begins the divorce process. So it begins the divorce process. We split the divorce process into two. One, we take away her heter to her heter labayla, but her heter labayla falls away at the time that the get starts, when they start thinking about divorce. But her hetel kol olam doesn't come into play until the divorce is finalized. So you see, this Rashbam saying the same thing, that once he had in mind to divorce her, he's not yorish her anymore. Umehacha shamina, we see from here, shemisha mesa ishto mitok tata, sheyesh bedaita legarsha, shuv einu yorsha, kedemir masechas gitte mishnatan einu legarsha, shuv einu labal peiros. Once you have in mind to divorce, Zariah for the Yam Shal Shlomo. Similar case. And once you start having in mind, so that's a big sugya. We touched upon that sugya a few times. Well, he did it. That's the whole point. He would have divorced her. That's a machlokas of what happened was. But he doesn't know. He never found out. She died before he found out for sure. So he had in mind, his real kavana was to divorce her. Okay. This is the case. Someone told him, by the way, you know that your wife, this is the case. What are you asking? What are you talking about the case for? They're all funny cases. It's the Gemara. He doesn't know her. So what? They're married. She was living in her father's house for the past year. They don't move in together. They had non-scented flowers at the. They had non-scented flowers at the wedding because the mother-in-law was allergic. They didn't know. She didn't know. That's the case.
Right.
Okay, the Mishnah said, Sivlonos mu'atim shetashamash ben bebeis aviyah, those are not nigbas. You can't get those Sivlonos. Yosef Ravin Saba Kameda Rapapa v'yosef ka'amar. Bein shemesa hi, bein shemesa hu, or hadar hu, Sivlonos hadri. Whether he dies or she dies, or he retracts, then the Sivlonos hadri. The Sivlonos that are supposed to be returned, get returned. But machal u'mishnin lo hadar. But the food stuff, like we said before, doesn't get returned, because that's assuming the bolos. Hadra ba'ihi, let's say she decides she doesn't want to get married anymore. She backs out. So hadra, I feel kisha the yarka. Even the vegetables go back. If she retracts, the husband gets everything. Even if it's dabra also the balos. Am Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua, the shamin lo hademei b'sar b'zol, the adkama b'zol atilta. When you return the food, you return the food at the cheaper price. You don't return the food at a higher price. Basically, it's 2/3 of the value. You return back if the food is obviously in existence, then you return the actual food. If they ate the food, then you return value, but only demei b'sar b'zol, which we say is 1/3 less, which means 2/3 of the value. Okay, start the next Mishnah. The Mishnah finally we're discussing, this is the finally the Mishnah about Shchiv Meira, about how it works with the Shchiv Meira. Okay, so Shchiv Meira, which is a person, who's a Shchiv Meira, the Rambam says in Hilchos Kli Matan, Perachas Lachaveis, that it's a chole that is so sick that he can't walk. He's lying in his bed. It's not, the difference between the Shchiv Meira and the Gosas. He's not about to die. He feels like he's going to die. He's lying in his bed. But he's not on the verge of death yet. But we say we want to make sure that his matanos, we want to make sure that nothing happens and it makes him feel worse, because then maybe he'll die from that. So when he says that to give the presents, I'm not in the Shchiv Meira, it's as if he made the Kenyan. So Shchiv Meira Shakasa, the Shchiv Meira who writes, right? Shchiv Meira who writes, Kol Nechasav L'Achirim, Bishir Karka Kolshu. He writes, all of my nechassim, except for this one little piece, belongs to somebody else. I'm keeping this one piece, right? So then matanaso kayemes. Let's say he gets better. What's the story? So we say that it's still a valid matana. Why? Because since he kept property for himself, umbam das, and he's not giving the matana only because he thinks he's going to die. Because if he thought he was going to die, he would have given away everything. By keeping something for himself, it must be another reason why he's giving it to somebody. So he really wants to keep, he really means that the kinyan should be chal. Just finished the Mishnah. But lo shir kal kakosho, if he gave away everything, and then he got better, e matanaso kayemes. Then the matana is not, if he gets better, the matana goes back. In the end, yeah. Right. Right. It's okay. We're doing Gemara. So, Amai Tana the Azan Basar Umdana. Who is the Tana that goes according? We make rules based on Umdana. Right. If they go into the whole thing of your Dvar Mishav Aleib again, my Tana the Azan Basar Umdana. We have to stop here. So, you okay to stop here? Or should I just go 2 more minutes? Well, 2 minutes. Less is not even here anyway. So, I'm Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says it's Rav Shimon ben Menasseh. It's the sheet of Rav Shimon ben Menasseh. He, the Tanya, who learned in the Tosefta. Look, we saw this case before also. Hareshalach ben Aladina Sayam v'shamah shemes b'no. Someone's son went to travel and he heard that his son died. V'amav v'kasav kol nechasav. He wrote all la'achay. He wrote all his nechasav belong to somebody else. V'achakach b'no. Then his son walks in. Matanaso matana. The Tanya comes and says, "No, it's a good matana." But Rav Shimon ben Menasseh Omer ain't matanaso matana. Shalomali hayodei shabno kaya mo yekosvan. Had he known that his son would have come back and been alive, he never would have run away. We go basar das. Rav Sheshes Amar. Rav Sheshes says Rav Shimon Shizurihi. Now the das goes according is Rav Shimon ben Shizuri. The Tanan in a Mishnah Gittin, by Rishon Hayo Omrim, originally we would say Hayotze Bekolar, somebody who's walking out with chains around his neck to be killed by the government. V'amar Ksvu Get Leishto, write a get to my wife Leishti. He doesn't write the Tanu, he just writes Ksvu to write it. Normally we say you don't give it, but here we say Harei Elu Yichlu V'Gitnu. You say that he should write it and you should give it, because even though he didn't say Ksvu Tanu, here the Tanu is enough because he's going out in, because we're Undum Das, that he really meant that. Chazul Omar, they went back, they said Ap Hamifarish. By Yotzi Mishar, even someone's going in the sea or someone's going in the midbar, Rav Shimon Shizuri Omer Af Masukan. Even someone who's Masukan, close to death, we say. So you see, according to Rav Shimon Shizuri, you were Umdandas. Well, according to Tanakam, Umdandas also. So Rav Nachman, my time, although Mokin Lucky Rav Shimon Shizuri, why Rav Nachman say the case of Rav Shimon Menasseh, not Rav Shimon Shizuri? He says, Shani Hassan Omer Kisvu. So no, he said Kisvu, so it's not really Umdandas there. He says Kisvu, so there's a little more leg to stand on to say that that's what he intended. The Rav Sheshes is my time, although Mokim Ki Rav Shimon Menasseh, why doesn't he hold say that you prove it from Shimon Menasseh? He says no, because Umdala Demucha Shani. That's different. That's Umdala Demucha. That's clear. That's clear. You can, so that everyone would agree. So therefore, he learns out Umdala from the other case. All right. Have a good day.